This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Safe Food says there are significant gaps in kitchen hygiene practices among Irish home cooks. As part of their Clean As You Go campaign, Safe Food are asking households to adopt simple, practical habits to prevent the spread of harmful bacteria and safeguard family health. To discuss this further, we're joined by Henry McKean, who knows a thing or two about keeping things clean in the kitchen. Henry, tell us more about the findings.
Shane, my dishcloths are absolutely filthy, and the Irish have filthy dishcloths. We're also using our mobile phones when we cook. We're either just sort of scrolling or we're looking up recipes, and it's a major issue. It's leading to bacteria transfer to food or other services. I met these families of all ages.
You're 19 and 21. Who keeps your kitchen clean?
I think whoever uses it last will like clean up.
Do you ever leave bowls in the sink and not put them in the dishwasher?
Yeah, we all do.
It's our mom. Our mom cleans up the most.
Yeah, the most, yeah.
And when it comes to chopping boards and, you know, mobile phones, and like, would you be preparing something with your phone open? You know,
yeah,
you might
probably
be looking at a recipe or perhaps just scrolling.
Yeah, would never wash my hands after touching my phone.
That's, you wouldn't?
No, no way. Wouldn't have thought of that at all. Or a chopping board either, no way.
Dishcloths, it turns out you can only keep a dishcloth for 2 days.
You never put them in the wash.
Yeah, I just use dishcloths. That's disgusting.
You'll like wipe the floor and then put it back.
Would you?
Maybe, yeah.
And as brother and sister, you get on?
Yeah. Decently.
But you wouldn't fight over dirty kitchens or anything like that?
I wouldn't care.
Yes, probably not. Maybe.
You're both from New York City. Like Dublin, there's rats and perhaps hygiene could be better. Do you wash your hands before you prepare food?
Yes, 100%. I wash my hands like 35 to 40 times a day. I'm a little nutty with, I have a little germ phobia, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm his daughter. I got that too. Like, my friends, when I've been dorming, I go to Aberystwyth, so I've been dorming there. My friends do not wash their hands. They also don't wash the countertops after having their friends' feet on there. They don't wash them.
That's pretty gross.
That's disgusting. And they get food poisoning literally daily because they don't use the fridge and they just leave everything on the
stove. So they're getting diarrhea and stuff like that.
Yes. Literally every single day they're like, yeah, no, I'm not going to class. I have diarrhea. Okay.
Okay. What else does this Safe Food survey say, Henry?
Well, over 4 in 10 people say they don't wash their hands thoroughly with soap and water after handling raw food, and this does lead to cross-contamination.
4 out of 5.
I know. And there's rats. I saw a rat just yesterday cross my path, a big fat ratatouille.
But sorry, if you're handling raw chicken or something, you have to wash your hands.
Some people don't. This is why, as that lady says, there's diarrhea out there. And here is MasterChef contestant and Irish Times consumer affairs correspondent and Price Watch editor Connor Pope.
I think, like a lot of people, I was kind of alarmed by some of the findings of this Food Safety Authority of Ireland report. Particularly, I was alarmed to find out that I'm supposed to be washing my hands every time I pick up my phone and put down my phone if I'm using it in the kitchen while cooking. I mean, I'm sure they are 100% correct in suggesting that phones can be germ conduits, but it seems a little bit excessive to me. Similarly, I understand what they're saying about needing to replace your dishcloths every 2 days, and certainly I would think you should replace them frequently, but every 2 days, certainly in my experience, seems like a lot. But then there are other things that I think we should know and they should be considered standard. For instance, I think everybody should be washing their hands thoroughly with soap and water after they handle raw food. But 4 in 10 people admit they do not do that. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I tend to approach the raw chicken like it's some kind of biohazard, and I'm always terrified that it'll spread salmonella through my kitchen and indeed through my body. So I tend to be very good on that score. I don't know if I'm as good on the mobile phone score or indeed on the dishcloth score, although I'm not manky about it.
Henry, what are the food experts saying about all this?
Well, curated kitchenware for everyday use, the Triggerfish Cook Shop in Black Rock in Dublin, they've got some advice. Here is Bob Toll.
Food hygiene habits are a daily conversation piece here in the Triggerfish Cookshop. And the best example we have of that are cutting boards. People come in on a daily basis complaining about their old plastic cutting boards, which they've been looking at and cutting on for years. For some reason, they think that they need colour-coded cutting boards like you might see in a commercial kitchen. But for the home kitchen, you don't need that. Wood is a natural antibacterial, so we recommend wood fibre cutting boards, which are made from paper composite and which are kind to blades. So when you cut in them, they're not going to dull your blades like you would with stone or slate or glass, which some people cut on, you'd be surprised, and they ruin your knives. But these paper composite wood fibre boards go in the dishwasher, they're kind to your blades, and they're completely natural. So there's no plastic in them whatsoever. They're smart looking, they're easy to put away, and as I said, dishwasher safe.
Okay. Hey, McKean, are you going to throw out that manky dishcloth?
I will. I'm going to wash my hands. I promise you, I won't have diarrhea by tomorrow.
I'm glad. I'm really glad to hear that, Henry McKean. Thank you indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.